Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
100.7 Star. Download that radio.com app. Take us everywhere and anywhere. More good days in May, brought to you by UPMC Psychiatric Hospital. All right, on with us is Dr. Priya Gopalan. Did I do that right? Am I right? Am I good?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
I don't get nervous about anything other than names and titles. All right, now we get to get through the title. Medical Director of Psychiatry Consultation Services, UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital, and the Chief of Psychiatry at UPMC McGee Women's Hospital.
Yes.
I can officially retire.
There you go.
This is an amazing woman that holds two huge titles like that. Girl power.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It helps. I love my job, so it's great.
And this subject is actually interesting because I literally just saw a post on my Facebook page yesterday from somebody who is 8 months pregnant and freaking out over COVID-19. So how is the COVID-19 pandemic impacting expected moms?
I mean, I think COVID-19 has turned things around, it's turned things upside down for just about everyone. And I don't think pregnant women are really an exception to this.
And pregnant women are no more hormonal than the average woman, right? Right?
Well, and they're also really vulnerable, right?
Yes.
They're really vulnerable to illness. They're vulnerable to mental illness, which is what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're talking about mental health and, social distancing as necessary as it is, really is kind of the opposite of what we want pregnant women to be doing right now.
So, right. So what advice do you have for expecting moms who may be experiencing all this anxiety and the fear, or even disappointment? Because when you're pregnant, like as much as like women are like, oh my God, I hate when people walk up and touch my belly.
Yeah.
Not being out, you lose all of that. Right. But you lose all of that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think the most important thing to know is that it's whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're feeling is absolutely okay. Whether that is anger that you can't have that baby shower, whether it's disappointment, whether it is, fear, anxiety about what's to come, or even guilt that you're pregnant now at this time, there's no sort of rhyme or reason to people's feelings or emotions. I think the most important advice is that it's okay. Whatever you're feeling, it's okay. Just to sort of have some self-acceptance on that, people are going to be experiencing a range of emotions right now.
And how can expectant moms then cope? And how, like, while we're living in this pandemic, these significant others or, extra children in the household, how can they help mom?
Yeah, right. Because I think having the kids at home adds a whole other layer of
layer.
Complexity, right? Yeah, and moms are pretty busy right now. Dads, too, of course. They're pretty busy with homeschooling and all these other
right.
things. So I think, thankfully there is a lot that moms can do when they are in isolation for themselves. So the most important thing is to actually carve out that time for self-care. I know that is a lot easier said than done for
right.
most people. But there are a lot of things that you can do solo, to cope with anxiety, with depression, things like meditation and yoga and journaling, engaging in your own therapy if you need it, seeking out help, psychiatry, therapy, support if you need it. I think that's really, really crucial. And to understand that self-care piece is super, super important.
If you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Priya Gopalan talking about pregnancy and how being isolated and COVID-19. And there's also, and you guys just barely touched on it, but listen, please don't be mad at me, but husbands, we go through a lot too when the women are pregnant. There's a lot of stress over here too.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, 1 in 10 dads actually suffer from postpartum depression, believe it or not.
Really?
So that is actually a thing. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Actually, I'm gonna do a little bit of a shameless plug, but you know, at McGee, there's a father who's been very vocal about this. And he actually put together a fundraiser for this. It's called Parse for Postpartum. We do it every August.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It was actually a dad who put this together, sort of acknowledging that perinatal mental health really affects everyone.
I love this.
And you're right. You know, I think we were talking a little bit about families and you had asked about that and absolutely. You know, you can't take care of your loved one. You can't take care of your mom. You can't take care of the moms in your life if you're not taking care of yourself. So that self-care is really, really important. And really just the self-awareness, right? The fact that, you know, you're not going to be, whether it's, you know, a father, other partner, you know, you're not always going to be the person who can be that pillar of support that you want to be if you yourself are struggling with mental health, you know, issues. So I think it's really, really important to be aware of that and to seek out help if you need it, because it's kind of like that oxygen mask analogy, right? If you're not taking care of yourself,
yep,
you really can't take care of anybody else. So absolutely important.
So that brings us to the question then, when do you seek help? How and when do you seek help, and how do you know? When do you know?
Yes, I know that's such a hard question. So depression and anxiety are part of life, right? Anxiety especially, you know, it's how we evolved. It kept us from, you know, walking off that cliff, like, you know, millennia ago, right? It's adaptive. It helps us, right? It keeps us going, and it helps mm-hmm. us study for that test and all of that. So some amount of anxiety is absolutely normal. It is when things really go past that point of where it's being useful to really being maladaptive or disruptive, I guess, to your life. Mm-hmm. That's when it's probably time to seek help. So if you're not able to enjoy your friends and family because you're so worried about what's going to happen, if you're not able to walk out the door, if you're not able to be around people, that probably means that your anxiety is moving from somewhere around, you know, sort of using quotes, normal realms to a place where you may need to seek more professional help.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier was like a diary, like keep a journal.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cool thing about that is when we had our twins, we had a journal. My wife had a journal and I had a journal. And going back and reading it and the ups and downs of the whole process, let alone with COVID-19, the ups and downs, the excitement of finding out you're pregnant, then the morning sickness and not feeling really good, and then the nervousness. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? And then getting all the tests done. Without COVID-19, especially if you're pregnant for the very first time, the roller coaster is just there no matter what. And then being isolated. So I think a journal is a great idea, because someday you look back at it and you'll read it back, and it's pretty cathartic.
Right. And there are some types of psychotherapy that really heavily rely on journaling and doing thought logs and, you know, positive, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of gratitude journaling.
Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, positive psychology sort of things, which, you know, I'm by no means an expert on, but journaling can help you access these really concrete coping skills and tools to help you feel better, really.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dr. Priya Gopalan, obviously from, I'm gonna do this again, Medical Director of Psychiatry Consultation Services, UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital, Chief of Psychiatry, UPMC McGee Women's Hospital. Thank you so much for coming on for our More Good Days in May. I mean, this partnership with UPMC is unbelievable. Over the course of the month so far, with more still to come, we've covered so many interesting and cool topics, and it's so cool to bring this to light and not to hide from it, because it happens. It exists, and it affects all of us. So thank you so much.
So glad you're doing this. This is great.
Thank you, Doctor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.